I don't know about you, but oftentimes I find myself trying to make myself feel better by looking at some of the awful things that go on in the world. How easy is it for me to say as well, I haven't committed a genocide anytime recently, so that's a good thing. I'm not killing anybody. I don't think I've stolen anything. I don't think I've done really horrible things. But that's not the way it works in the spiritual life. If we look at the great mystics, for example, what they recognize is not how close they are to God, but rather how far away they are from God. That God, in his infinite goodness, is so immensely beyond us that the closer they get to God, the more they realize that God is God, far beyond us. In the early church, there was a heresy called Pelagianism. And what it meant was, it was for a guy named Pelagius, and it was the belief that if we did enough good works, we could earn our way into heaven. We could deserve to be in heaven. And the church condemned it. It was one of the first heresies the church condemned. And St. Paul tells us why. Because we can't earn it. Salvation is a free gift from God that we must accept. That's all we can do, is choose to accept it or not. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have to be concerned with how we live, but it is a recognition that our acts don't get us into a position where we deserve something from God. We always say that everything that we're able to do impelled by the grace of God. What is it that we need to do to open our hearts more fully to God's grace? How is it that we need to ask God to come more deeply into our lives? And what is it that we need to ask God to change? What part of our life still is in need of conversion of heart? The Christian life is really one of waiting on the presence of God. Let's ask ourselves today, in what ways we can wait on the presence of God by the way in which we live our lives today.